The Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, has expressed dissatisfaction with the absence of direct market for some agricultural produce such as cocoa and cashew in Africa. She said the situation does not ensure fairness in the trade between buyers and producers. Madam Tete has therefore asked all stakeholders in the agricultural sector to take steps that will bring about fairness to both farmers and buyers to help make farming attractive to the youth in Africa. Speaking at the opening of Africa Fair Trade in Accra, Madam Tete said government will partner any organization that seeks to boost agricultural productivity in the country. George Asikri reports.
Africa Fair Trade started in 2009 and seeks to promote intra-African trade to increase market access and broaden the scope of products from the region. It is also to ensure that African countries have a common voice when it comes to trading among other continents. The Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, asked farmers in Africa to use modern technologies to make their produce competitive on the global market. She said even though the service sector has overtaken the agri sector in terms of GDP, there is still the need to take steps to attract the youth into agriculture. The Chief Executive Officer of Africa Fair Trade, Rob Cameron, urged African countries to collaborate effectively to enable them compete well in the international market. He was not happy about the slow pace of partnership among African countries in their effort to seek a common voice on trade. Mr. Cameron said priority will be given to producers under the African Fair Trade System to improve the livelihood of African producers. African-made products, including foodstuffs, are being exhibited. Participating countries include Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire, Nigeria, and Egypt. George Asikri, Radio Ghana, Accra.